Kind of like he said, negated by penalty. So I feel like the dam's already, you know, kind of breaking. That, you know, penalties just can't happen. You know, we got to have a play a clean game, but then again, also let the guys play on the field.
All right, bad audio. That's my fault. That was George Pickens, and he said, and I quote, "I feel like the dam is already kind of breaking. Penalties just can't happen. We have to play a clean game, but then again, also let the guys play on the field." So George Pickens thinks the Steelers' offense is close, and as Doran astutely observed in the first segment, he wasn't the only Steelers' offensive player to say that yesterday, which makes you feel like it came from Arthur Smith, Mike Tomlin, the dam is about to break. Do you agree with that? 412-928-9370. We got some calls lined up. We'll get to you coming up in a moment, I promise. Mike, Bruce, BC, we'll get to you guys. I can see the argument. Absolutely, I can see the argument. And I'll give my quick synopsis here, Doran. First game, 6 scoring drives. 2-3 and outs, which is a low number. They moved the ball on the ground. Justin Fields had his biggest throw, biggest play of the game negated by a crap offensive pass interference call. Then you think about the second game. His best throw of the game negated by a holding call. And it was a baby. It was a hell of a throw. They would have had more yardage if some of these balls that I thought Justin Fields dropped into the bucket were completions instead of PI calls. And they just kept shooting themselves in the foot. They also had a touchdown taken off the board by a bad pick play call. They ran the ball effectively in the first half. They easily could have been up 17-21-0 in the first half. So if you want to make the argument that this dam is about to break, I can see it. And is that what you're feeling?
Well, my synopsis is just almost exactly like yours, but I'll just go a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I feel like it is about to break and why I feel like this game is so important, why Justin Fields and this offense is going to break out, is because of that connection. Like, I could see, like, if there were just penalties and say Justin Fields was missing those throws to George Pickens, it's like, oh man, they're not close, but he's hitting those plays. Like those plays that are called back, like the push off, you know, that wasn't a push off. That was just an NFL play against Atlanta. Like they connected. The play that he rolled out against Denver, where it got called back where Broderick Jones was holding, they connected. If those plays weren't connecting and Justin Fields was throwing the ball out of bounds or he was missing George Pickens or George Pickens was dropping the ball, then I'd say that they're a little farther away than right now than I feel. But the fact that they're on the same page and what they're connecting that way, I think that we're very, very close. Like, those are big-time plays that are being made, just being called back by officials.
Yes. And George Pickens talked about those two guys and the connection they have. I'm not going to play the audio because the last audio was bad, and that, again, is my fault. He said about Fields, Pickens did, "He's a dog on and off the field. We're confident in him. Me, personally, I've played with 4 different QBs here. Jay's the first one who can take over a game. We rocking with him." And so to that, Pickens has seen some bad offense. He saw some good offense at the end of the season with Mason Rudolph. He knows what it looks like when he's getting open and not getting the football. Mm. That's not what this is. Like, they do seem to have a synergy. They do seem to have a chemistry. And I am feeling the best I've ever felt about George Pickens, Doran.
Yeah.
And I know that the statistics would not indicate that he dominated the last game, but he did.
Yeah, he did.
Patrick Surtain was all over him a couple of times. Penalty called at one particular moment in the game. Would have had a touchdown. Would have had the 51-yard completion. He dominated a game as much as he can for a guy who had, what, 26 yards?
Mm-hmm.
And if this offense is going to go, it's going to be because George Pickens is making plays. He's their best playmaker. They do seem to have that. So I don't know that the dam breaking for them looks like the New Orleans Saints.
No.
Right? Or like the 2007 Patriots or the Killer Bees Steelers. But the dam breaking for them, I think you grade on a curve. I think it's relative to what it's looked like the last few years. And I do think we're seeing elements of an offense that can be average,
mm-hmm.
which I think is the dam breaking.